Good morning. Today is March 25th, a Monday. Mr. Arkley is alongside. Good morning, Rob.
Hello. How are you?
I'm here.
Good.
Yay.
Is your basketball appetite satiated?
Not till the middle of June.
Okay.
Or why do we say that? Are you ready? I even found a dog one for you.
Okay, good.
All right. Dog days. Why are hot summer days called dog days?
Is it the stars? I think it was something to do with the stars.
Hollywood? I did not think that you were Rin Tin Tin kind of guy.
No, I think I heard this or I read it. Why?
You ready?
Yes.
All right. Because the ancient Romans believed that the 6 or 8 hottest days of the summer were caused by the dog star Sirius's rising with the sun and adding its heat to the day. They called these days something Roman, which translates into dog days.
Love it.
Do you, do you know Roman?
I do not know Latin. Cunaculares dies.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah.
Maybe it says dies.
Yeah,
it's D-I-E-S.
I mean, know it is.
Yeah, we can Americanize this thing.
We will.
Yeah. Oh. So you're back in town, huh?
Yeah, we had a management meeting here with all the top people in servicing. So it was fun.
Ah. Did people fly in for it? Or is it just the local gang?
No, people flew in from all over.
And what was that like? I mean, you got to be excited that the Denver is going to be a direct flight in here as much as anybody.
Really jacked up about that one.
Yeah.
Well, we are running out of space at Security National in Eureka. We only have room for 20 more. We're at about 170 in the building. We are getting estimates for a third floor.
So I was wondering if that building
is engineered for a third floor,
okay.
Allegedly. And so
that would go down as a whoops.
Yeah. But it was fun to introduce everybody from the company to all the new employees, and so that was just wonderful.
I had a chance looking at the roof. The building at 5th and F, not the Arthur Johnson's building, but the old brick building.
Oh, Kramer's building.
Yeah, I don't know what it, I know it was called something. Hadn't been in there in 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay, so I went up and had the meeting. I'm going up the stairs, and I'm seeing, you know, the old windows that have been bricked in over decades ago. Got to the top and was able to get up on the roof. It was a kick in the pants looking at, you know, hometown from that angle. And I'm looking at the conditions of the various roofs. You've got one of your pipes there's got a little puddle around it, but, well, had a little puddle when it was sunny outside, so you might want to check that one out a little bit.
If I own a building, normally I have a roof that is leaking.
Oh,
they follow me.
It just comes with a hyphen after your name.
It does.
But it was really kind of neat to get that different perspective. Not from 5,000 feet where Todorov is taking his pictures, and not from the ground floor where you can't see. But it just was cool. And what I took away from it, other than how Eureka it looks and feels for me,
yeah,
was seeing some of the older, larger Victorian buildings that used to be in spots, because you know that they used to be there.
Yep.
And what that same view would have looked like in 1930 or 1940 versus what it looked like last week.
I think things are looking pretty good around town. I think anything from 6th Street to the Bay is going to be great. I think anything up above 6th Street is going to be pretty awful. We're finally starting to face the Bay instead of developing our back to the Bay. So it's pretty exciting.
I would, if I had magic pixie dust, I would love to have the ability to make landlords have to live local so they can see what it is and deal with what it is and not feel like they're going to be able to charge usurious rates. Let's get, I still look at the Arthur Johnson's corner and think that that should be the prime retail spot in the region. End of story. The orientation is right. The exposure is right. The square footage is right. The windows are right. The historical is right. And it's not. And there are others that I'm sure that could qualify also. And just seeing those empties, any momentum that's going on, it doesn't happen.
That hurts. It hurts a lot. But, I mean, we're going to be building, you know, over the next decade, an awful lot of new office and residential down towards the bay. And I'm of the contention that people are going to pay a lot more rent for brand new, beautiful space than some of this refurbished space. And so,
sure, I mean, that's the norm, isn't it? That people would do that, unless they're like me and they're a historical geek.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll suffer with something if I've got a building that's got a story.
Yeah, well, you're right. And it just strikes me that there's going to be more blight as more commercial space empties out. And so more of the non-local landlords are going to have problems, would be my reaction.
Or the inherited landlords.
The inherited.
That don't invest.
And they'll just, yeah.
Eventually, is that a normal cycle of growth? That it'll get to that point and then either they step up to the plate or they sell it off to somebody who is more motivated to maintain?
Yes. Inevitably, they trade. And there's going to be a bunch of stuff trading.
KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
We know you love easy radio, singing out loud, really out loud, to your favorite songs. But what about when you're traveling out of the area? Easy Radio can be heard throughout the area on 910 AM and 104.1 FM in Curry and Del Norte counties. And if you're in Humboldt County, 980 AM. That's Easy Radio, 910 AM in Brookings, 104.1 FM in Del Norte and Curry County, and 980 AM in Humboldt County. Good radio is easy.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, considering some of the different things that you see, you know, maybe it's from the top of the roof, maybe it's from the street, I still sense that there's a bubbling going on.
I totally agree with you.
Not really sure. I can't remember, and you might be able to, with the development of the Kmart building south into town, with the guy from Idaho buying the properties for the hotel next to the Lithia dealership with the Bayview, with the chamber building being reworked by new owners, with Carrington putting in his developments in the stoplight.
Yep.
We've got Greg Pearson working on that old dive hotel up between 4th and 5th Street. We got the veterans, and then there's the building on the bluff down kind of by the county courtyard. I can't remember a time when there was that much. Oh, and the Ag building at the high school being relocated and being worked on this summer. I can't remember a time when there was that much construction going on in Eureka, period. Now, I guess maybe some of the homes would be different, but certainly in the commercial district, can you?
No, and it's just wonderful to witness. And, you know, with my travel schedule, the changes, improvements, you really see them dramatically when you come back. There is a lot happening, and no one's talking about it. And, you know, you get articles like North Coast Journal, where they kind of did a drive-by on the co-op. But the co-op is doing fine. They're changing, and they're morphing. They have hot food now. I see the town continuing to improve dramatically. And I love seeing new things come out of the ground. I guess the new zoning is going to require a certain corridor to be at least three stories tall. I kind of worry about that only from a parking standpoint.
Yeah, but that has to be allowed for, doesn't it?
No, we're in a parking district, and so you can...
Oh.
And, you know, we're not helping anybody with parking at Security National.
So do you do the buy-off, or is there just no fee for parking at all and scramble on the street and find a parking spot?
That's what it is. And, you know, we built some of our own parking, but it's still a real problem downtown, and
Well, it's kind of like the old days.
Yeah, it is.
You know, when Penny's was down there at that building that's available catty corner from where you guys are. I can remember Mom talking about you park on 8th Street.
Yep.
And if you only have to walk two or three blocks, you got kind of lucky.
Yeah, no, but it's happening. And you see businesses morphing. Look at what Coast Central did downtown. That's a beautiful job they did on that. And so we're getting a real live downtown again. It's neat.
Sustainable?
Yeah, I think these are good businesses. I think they're well capitalized. I think for a while it was pretty lonely down there for those of us who invested. Boy, was it lonely. But, you know, what area is going to probably be tagged hard? I mean, I think like Wabash will be tagged, Harris will be tagged, because it's moving towards the bay. It's about that simple.
Do you think Old Town moving down towards the warehouses, or not that we ever had a warehouse district, but headed in that direction, certainly the balloon track, if you guys are ever able to get that rolling, would be a cap on that, and now they're working towards the center. But do you sense, is it creeping in that direction, or is that always going to kind of almost have that industrial warehouse feel until something really significant happens?
Well, I happen to think the amount of money is increasing around here despite the pot being legalized, and you know, you kind of have a shift in paradigm. But yeah, I just think things are pretty good.
What I'm hearing, and I don't know if you've got your ear to the ground and are hearing the same thing, is that we're having a lot of climate refugees coming here, tired of the heat, tired of the fires, and they're saying, where isn't it burning? Where isn't it super hot in California? And we're kind of being, not rediscovered necessarily, because that would imply we had been discovered, but that people are kind of coming here. I keep hearing Ferndale. Four or five people. Oh, yeah. You know, and in Ferndale. And it's like, well, Ferndale?
Ferndale.
Why isn't Eureka, or why isn't Trinidad or McKinleyville, or all kind of in that same fog belt? What's, you know, and maybe it's the historical and all that, but that we are getting a lot of relocations from the Bay Area that are just saying, we're out.
Well, they're cashing in their houses and using their equity to buy. You know, the fact that they moved to Ferndale instead of Eureka, I kind of get it. There probably isn't. It's a little more picturesque, so to speak.
Hey, quaint.
It is definitely quaint.
Yeah.
And I doubt if there's the homelessness down there that there is in Eureka.
I think they maybe met at the bridge.
Yeah, I think that's a different
questioned
world
a little bit.
Down
yeah.
there. Yeah.
Look at us trying to be PC.
Yeah. You can do that somewhere else. But, I mean, I think one of the things that, like, Eureka has done is I've heard more complaints about the health department being slow in turning around applications. And so Eureka needs to be a little more proactive on quite a few things. But overall, you know, despite that, we're going to do fine.
It'd really be cool if we had some jobs, some grow. I keep thinking, it's tough to think that the pulp mill was the good old days. You know, where it was the mill before, but the job replacement for the mills and for the pulp mills. We'll talk about that one when we get back. It's 8:30.
Attention all you outdoor gear geeks. If you've been waiting for huge discounts on the best outdoor gear, then mark your calendars because Pacific Outfitters of Eureka is hosting their annual spring warehouse sale this Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 29th, 30th, and 31st. Our new spring gear, apparel, and footwear is showing up right now, and we need to make room, so take advantage of these ridiculous deals this weekend. This year, our spring warehouse sale will be located in our store and not in the parking lot.
Good morning, KINS. News and information time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redeck, Humboldt Termite and Pest Control, and Murphy's Markets. Rob, considering what you and I, when we think of Eureka, historically, pre-1980, we had a couple of mills, the TP burners were around, the pulp mills were active. That, I would argue, is probably considered our norm. That's our reference point.
It is.
Okay. So to get back to that spot, that to me says, okay, now we've filled in the hole, and now we're in to grow. Where others coming in today or yesterday look around and go, okay, you get another 25 jobs. Isn't that great? We've grown. No, we haven't. We haven't grown yet. We're still working up
the
hill.
We're filling holes.
Getting to that spot. Yeah. In your travels, are there similar communities to ours? Whether it's because of some of the floods and that kind of stuff, you know, kind of in the Midwest there, or in other rural areas that were natural resource-based, where we're still... We're kind of getting it together, but we're not there yet. And it's not time to relax and celebrate. It's time to work and celebrate.
Well, the Farm Belt's interesting right now. You're seeing...
You mean the swimming pool in the Midwest?
The swimming pool in the Midwest, soon to drain right by Baton Rouge, where the Mississippi really is high.
Boy, did they are you hearing? You know, I can't imagine these guys putting all their seed out there and their critters... And just seeing them all disappear. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Just disappear. Start all over again.
Well, if you want to know...
Knock the stuffings out of you. I mean, they'll be back. They'll be back, but...
No, they're insured. The government gives
them money.
Oh, no,
I'm talking
money.
About the effort. The time, the grunt,
they get
the
paid
sweat.
For it. It's a way of life.
I've
never seen a group that systematically is more protected than the... farmers.
The Farm Belt?
Yeah, other than in California where we starve them of water. But up there they don't. But I think what we're seeing, it's interesting, is a lot of people are moving, the millennials and that, they're liking the family aspects and they're moving into these smaller towns again and away from down the big cities where they can't afford to live.
The metropolitans, yeah.
Yeah, we can buy a house for $40,000. I mean, that's attractive. And walk your kid to school. You can do a lot of positive things. So whether we're going through a great out-migration from the rural to the urban, it's not clear to me that that's necessarily happening. But one thing is very few areas have gone through a total transformation the way Eureka has. We had fishing and logging when you and I were young. That was it.
Maybe a little gravel.
Yeah.
We weren't thinking too much about gravel.
We took it for granted.
Well, and the choo-choo train was running, and so you didn't see a lot of the stuff.
No, it was pretty easy. And, you know, those are gone, and they're being replaced. And, you know, in some ways, pot was a stopgap for us. As we continue to catch up and be attractive.
Bought us 30 years for a transition.
I think it did. It did, or at least 15 good years.
Yeah, depending
on how you measure it.
Right.
But this area, the retirees are coming in. I'm surprised how many there are like that. I mean, your story, you know, Ferndale, that's where they're moving in steadily. And I don't know whether it's fires. I don't know what it is other than they're moving here. And used to be the big correlative factor is, do you move to Eureka? Not unless your family's here. It's really kind of leaving that matrix behind from what I can see.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if places like Grass Valley are experiencing something comparable or because they're in the trees rather than on the coast. If there's a distinction because of the safety with all the fires that we've had the last 4 or 5 years in the region.
Yeah, it's... I don't know quite what to think about the fires. I just am not wise enough. I mean, I have pictures from the late 1800s, and they call it a smoky day.
It was before the mills.
Yeah, don't blame the mills. And so,
well, in Trinidad, burning down in the 40s.
Oh, it did?
Fire came roaring through. You know, it was, okay. We have had fires, and redwood does burn, but we haven't had it like these other folks have had, at least.
Well, you're right, but our point of reference is pretty small. I mean, are these...
Yeah, our lifetime is kind of tiny.
Yeah, these are bad fires for our lifetime.
Right.
But as it is, that's a once every 60-year event for me, and so... Heck, that's not
58 bad. Here, baby! KINS, News and Information Times, 842.
Hey, Humboldt County. The folks at Fly Humboldt want to say thank you for all your support. The Los Angeles flight is a great success. Did you hear? Starting May 29th, we'll have a second departure to Los Angeles. It makes it even easier to visit sunny SoCal. What's more, we'll have flights to Denver starting June 7th. You'll only be a few hours away from the Mile High City or wherever you want to go. This will make connecting to the world even easier. Get more information at flyhumboldt.org or email us at info@flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 845. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rob Arkley. Rob, when we look at potential, most folks will say, okay, the bay, got it. They'll look at the city side of the bay rather than the Spit or the North Bay or the South Bay. Now, you've kind of got a vested interest in the answer on this one, but I'll throw it to you anyway.
Appreciate it.
Which areas do you see that are really have the potential to come back and be part of the economy? I mean, is Fields Landing going to happen, or is that one kind of... That was for another time and another era and really aquaculture stuff versus your location out on the North Spit or North Bay even.
Well, I don't see Fields Landing happening because I don't think it's a viable port. It needs to be dredged. It has a lot of real problems.
That's right. It's not included with the bay dredging.
No.
Yeah.
Because it's a single source, only one dock. I see the port being more and more important as we go on. I see a lot is happening. The number of businesses contacting us with chunky needs is surprising out of Fairhaven.
Able to satisfy it, or is it five guys competing for one site?
Oh, we have 300 acres.
Okay, one big site.
I guess the city of Eureka has a dandy I'd like to get my hands on.
And nobody else saw those fangs pop out. No. I saw them.
But, we're negotiating with one that's going to be using, they're a national company, publicly traded, and they are going to be using what we produce best around here. No, that's not pot.
Water?
Well, we do that well, too. Fiber, wood fiber. And that would be, 100 permanent jobs. And Lord knows how many when it starts.
And the rippling out for...
Yeah, it should be good. And then you see the aquaculture. And that's...
Does that one pencil out to you?
I haven't looked at the numbers. And I just don't know... if it does or not.
At 10,000 feet, it seems to make a lot of sense. If there's that much demand for fish protein out of the Orient, and we're close and we can do it, duh. But if it was so easy, wouldn't somebody else have stepped up?
There's a lot to fish farming. It's not as easily done. It's not like raising koi fish. It's very difficult. And, the diseases, you get a bad disease and, that does it. And so, people, it's done. done over in Europe fairly successfully. Norway, I think, has quite an established business. Tuna is done by the Japanese. So it makes sense that we should be able to do it. I hope the location they've picked is a good one. Would have liked to have had them on our site. But,
there come those fangs again.
No. So, but I think right now, we're going to go through a fairly, I think we're going to see a recession coming sooner than later, and it's going to be a pretty good one.
Triggered by?
Just gravity.
Oh, okay. It just a pause.
Yeah. Has gone up for, gosh, a long time. And now, you know, the yield curve's inverted now. So that's a pretty good telltale sign.
What's the status with the balloon track? I mean, is it just fallow right now?
Well, obviously it is. We're going to be developing over the next year some of the out parcels. We're proving a concept. We met with the Coastal Commission yesterday to let them know where we're going. We're hiring in fact, I have to get back to interview another person for the project manager for it, and, because it's something, you know, it's a multi-$100 million investment.
So we're starting to see the edges, and we'll start to see it kind of nibbling in towards the center, so to speak.
The question is whether you start at the Broadway and move towards the bay.
No. The question is start. It doesn't matter where.
You're right.
All right.
No, you're right.
Get out of here, okay?
All right.
See everybody tomorrow.